We're gonna mute that right now.
Can't even breathe.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good, bud. Good. Liz is going to be joining us Zoom here.
Right, like dark hair with a big mustache.
Janet, Chris, Billy, waiting for John to come in. And Bob, like that.
She was part of that. I don't remember now. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, so she's on. Here. Hey, Jim, I'm going to mute you for a minute, okay, bud? Everything's being recorded here. All right, hold on. All right there, James. I don't see Liz yet. Not in the waiting room. There's only two participants. One would be you, Jim. You see John?
I can, yeah. I can see him.
You can?
Yep, that looks pretty good.
Better eyes than me. There you go.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Now he's back in his wheeler, his scooter. Doing pretty good there, too. All right, so it's 9:06. Whenever you're ready.
Well, we're going to have Liz here.
Huh?
Liz has to be on.
For a quorum. For a quorum. Let me call the lady up. We get the night off, Jim. The link I sent you? I'll send it to you again unless you're clicking on the wrong button. That seems strange. Here, let me, well, I got you. I'm going to keep on the speed. Move back here and use it. I'm up here, we got you on speaker in the room here, and I'm going to try you the email one more time to send it to you and click on a new link, otherwise we'll do it on the phone, okay?
Okay.
And we'll have the quorum here. Jim, do you have any trouble getting in there with the link?
No, I got right in with ease.
Good, okay. I'm going to write email here. Sent Elizabeth Zoom budget reports purchase order. That's Kathy McCavanaugh's I'm not do it again. Sent. Forward, Elizabeth. All right, try it again, otherwise, we'll be going on the telephone.
On the phone, call the meeting in order.
Yep.
Hey, public comment? Approval of minutes.
I make a motion.
Be a second.
Second.
All in favor?
I'm going off the phone.
Okay.
Payment of bills is being sent around. Correspondence. The only correspondence I got was from the town.
Yep.
We have the election of officers tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's due by the 31st of July. We'll do that under new business. And communication from the chief.
The chief. Kind of short report in a little bit. Start off with the budget we have been provided, which I passed around. Liz, I sent you a copy of the current budget now also.
Okay. Yep.
The other fire commissioners have it in their hand right now. Budget that has been approved by the Board of Selectmen and the town administrator, who's behind me. Wave to him. I have not had a chance to go through this yet. I know there were some cuts. We'll wait and see. Let me review this first before I get back in on that. I did start a process of purchase orders and purchasing already. Some of those items were not reflected in the current sheet that I sent you. Last year, we finished up the year fairly well. At the end of the year, we were able, working with Jim, to get some Scott Air back bottles, which are in the crib right now. We got some hose, which came in. We got some gear, which is underneath the table out front here, along with boots. And Jim, did you see that paperwork finally came through after I made another three phone calls from New England Fire for payment for the tanker work and hose that came in? They brought the hose, but they didn't bring the bill.
So nice. It's
all at finance right now. I gave it to Jenna this morning. So I'm pleased with the way the end of the year worked out. Thank you very much for working with me during the year. I think we did all right. Fire department. It's going to be tough this year, I think, with some cuts from what I was told are going to be the cuts. But again, I haven't compared them back and forth a little bit. We'll see. See what it is. I'll report to you next month. For the month, we had 43 calls since our last meeting. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, just fine.
I'm talking with my back to you. Sorry about that. We had one CPR call, which unfortunately we got him to the gentleman to the hospital, so we got to say goodbye to his family. We had six motor vehicle accidents, one mutual aid structure fire in Hebron, a package store out there. Actually, it wound up, I had several of our members who were up on the roof. Tanker 234 supplied water to the scene, direct to the scene. I was in a command post. We wound up with 13 fire departments at that fire, being so hot that day, so hot. And luckily, they really did a good job holding it back from progressing to the other occupancies in that complex. We went to Vernon the other day for a trench rescue. We had a car fire, a reported car fire that turned out to be more of a radiator problem inside of a Bill will probably talk about that. But I told the gentleman he didn't have to come out. A radiator hose blew inside of a car in a garage. She thought it was on fire. They drove it out the garage and antifreeze trailed the whole way. That was it. One carbon monoxide call and 32 EMS calls for the months that we had. So about an average month, 43 calls. As far as equipment, ET-134, the new truck, I have not heard a thing from the factory yet. I'm not going to push them on that. We have a price. It's solidified in the price. They initially were talking next springtime. I have not heard anything contrary to that. I'm just going to let that ride out for a little bit. Forestry 134. Chris made a comment when he came in the door. Billy's excited as can be because he wants to drive it. The new truck, as you see, it's outside the bay here. Jim had a chance to go through it the other day quickly. We got tires on it. I just got an email from the sign people, which I don't want to answer, open up tonight because I'm not happy with them, but I'll look at that later. Once the graphics get put on it, the skid unit should be around, I'm hoping, in August also. And then I'm still got a target date of sometime September 1st of October, to put that on the road.
Just in time for forestry.
Yeah, exactly right. October forestry. But of course, California might be looking for it right now. Calling it. So that's on a forestry. ET-334, you see, is not here. When we put the rebuilt engine in it back last summer, I think it was the summertime. Just before last May, just before the end of the budget year. There were two items that they still had to do, warranty, cleanup things. One dealt with a cooling system, small leak in it. And they asked, they usually do the work here. They asked if we could bring it down to Middletown so they can work on it down there. They're short in the shop. They're too busy in the field. So we dropped it off last Tuesday. I'm disappointed, to tell you the truth. I was hoping to hear it Thursday night or Friday that we get it back. It doesn't make me happy when we haven't got that in town, especially when we get calls for like that car fire in the garage, the other day. But I started a few of my friends on the phone or on the radio, started a few extra tankers right off the bat, but just to cover us. Training-wise, we were trained with ECHN's backing the other day on glucometers again. We dropped those a year ago. We picked it back up. We got some new glucometers, and we're going to continue on that. We got some new meters in. From last year. They're working on those tonight for training on that. I attended Talon County Chiefs meeting with John as a municipal rep. Connecticut Fire Chiefs Association meeting. Went down to Portland for that. ECHN Chiefs meeting down at the hospital, 8 o'clock in the morning. And the Cancer Committee meeting for the state of Connecticut. I got another meeting there Wednesday. I'll be an all afternoon meeting in Weathersfield. So that's what I got, Mr. President.
Okay, that's it. Then we go to
any questions, Elizabeth?
Nope.
Okay.
Fire Marshal.
Well, the good news is I don't have an awful lot to report. I did get a very nice letter in my office. Chief, I'll share that with you here in the next day or so. I'll send it down to you. Got a very nice letter from the town administrator, town of Hebron, as well as the fire chief in Hebron, thanking the town of Bolton for their response to that fire at the package store. We did, not as the fire marshal, but as the town administrator, I did meet with Pete Starkel, and we signed all the paperwork for the continuation of the insurance. So that's in good order. I did complete my code education cycle last month with well over 100 hours of continuing education credits. So I'm good. I'm good for the next 3 years. And, you know, Bill, I know Bill will fill you in on his activities, but I know that, you know, it's been a little bit slower recently, and he has been working out there to get some of the Knox boxes installed for seniors, which I think is an extraordinary thing. That's really all I have, and I'm really glad that it's a short report that we don't have any fires to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on the spot now, Bill.
Screen's on you.
Sorry, I didn't get a copy to Janet quick enough. I was on vacation for a week last month, or since the last meeting, actually. So there's not a lot going on either. But burn permit, 157 French Road. And I did one senior Knox box install last week, and one tomorrow and one Wednesday. So there's only three seniors so far that expressed interest in the these Knox boxes. There's what, 13 total?
Correct.
13 that they got from a grant, which is fantastic. Residential boxes, they clip over the door. I put one screw in the top of the door so there's no damage that people can see.
A flathead screw, not a roundhead screw.
Yeah, I tried a roundhead screw at first, but it didn't work.
Pan heads?
So anyway, needless to say, the one screw will hold the box from flopping around, and there's no, you know, unseen damage to the door. So, like I said, one tomorrow, one Wednesday,
good.
And just waiting for more seniors to jump on board. Inspections, as the last meeting, I did the final at St. Marie's Church. They're all set, 100%.
On that one, both systems tied together, or are they two separate systems?
They're separate systems.
So the one, the church, is just the in-house one, doesn't go anywhere.
That was never tested either, according to that.
Okay.
Never tested. So,
okay.
But it's local only.
Right.
The only way that will function is somebody hooks a pull station and manually sets it off during a service or whatever.
Smoke detectors?
No. So it's just a manual horn.
Somebody got to see it. They have to pull the horn. Somebody got to see it problem, pull the box, get outside and hear the sound and call 911.
Right. Plus, as you know, the rectory has a fire alarm system,
yeah,
which is a single family dwelling. Basically, I don't know if you call the place a business, but for the most part, that's been active. And then the rectory area, or not rectory, the community room is 100%. They got the hood tested and cleaned, and whatever other issues they had have been rectified. Exhaust duct inspection with the ABO at the new mobile station last week. And then a permit for the group home at 96 Volpe Road. And that's pretty much it.
Can you give me an education on the extent of completion at the new gas station?
Probably 80%, 75%, 80. Well, Randy and I were there last week. They just, you know, we did a smoke test on the duct system. A couple other little issues that we're checking out so that they can start to enclose things. I don't get too much into it, but they're still working inside. They haven't, I don't think they put the roof on in the back of the building yet. And as I mentioned at the last meeting, a part of their problem is the acquisition of product to finish some of their jobs.
Materials, yeah.
But all the gas, you know, starting, you can see they're erecting the gas pumps and the islands are well underway. And inside, there's just a matter of them starting to button it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's barring any more, you know, problems with them getting their products in, they should be hopefully closing up soon.
Is that basically one big area where they got some back storage rooms in there?
There's a couple of closets, like storage closets, but the cooking area that we were looking at, now I don't know if they're going to put anything else in without looking at the prints again, but the cooking area is going to be huge. The hood is massive. It's really big. They can do a lot of cooking underneath that thing. And from what I understand, they're also going to have a deep fryer later. So they're going to be cooking up all kinds of stuff. We found out, Randy just found out that apparently they want to do some outdoor festivities that they were talking about, which is kind of new to the project. On the B side of the building, there's already a pad set up for outdoor seating. And they're going to have like smokers and some other cooking devices out there. So they're making a big to-do about it.
On the B side, huh?
Yeah.
In the woods?
No, C side. I'm sorry, D side, D dog. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That was in a plains. I think that was in a plains originally showed
a picture. There was a pad there. Or something. Yeah. Right, there was a pad there. But if you look now, there's gas pipe plugs all set for powering up gas devices. And they're in the process of putting an overhang, you know, to keep people out of the sun. So
are the walls open up so you can see the wiring and the piping and stuff right now?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Since last week, but they may have started to button it up. I don't know.
Any chance I can get my officers in there to take a walk through quick? See it before it's all buttoned up? Or even if it is, get an idea?
Yeah, my best suggestion to you is just call either Danielle or Randy and get the GC's number and just call them.
Okay.
You know, I don't think
I'll have a problem. He's pretty easy to deal with, the GC. Yeah. He's the same guy, Chief, that did the Valero station.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but okay. All right. Good. I think it'd be beneficial for these guys. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do something, you want something like a Monday night, right?
No, I'd do it anything.
Okay.
I'd do another night or, you know, they're not there on the weekends.
Yeah. Just, you know, Danielle or Randy should have the number. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're getting there. It's
a couple of things. What is the status with M&M Oil? I see them down there working in there now.
So they're coming back before the Planning and Zoning Commission. They've decided they're going to tear that building down.
Okay, probably smart idea.
Which is what I said to them in the first place. I said, "You shouldn't try to fix that thing. You should just tear that thing down." So now they're coming back before the Planning and Zoning Commission to tear that down. And the mobile station does have to go back before Planning and Zoning to get that outdoor kitchen approved. The other thing that has happened is that although Bolton Vet has been approved for the new building, they are going to put off construction until the early part of next year, probably in the spring.
That was my next question to you. Okay. So spring of next year. Okay. All right. Well, building materials, according to news, the price is going down. So that'd be a plus for them. Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you. Anything else, boss?
Nope.
That's it.
Anybody have any questions? Jim and I?
I guess then we have old business. Like all of us. Old business? New business coming before your department.
It's up to you three. Other
than that would be the election of officers.
Elizabeth, I'll turn you around here so you can see the people there. There you go.
What are you
election for president?
Interested in being the chairman? Secretary.
Well, motion to keep John right where he's sitting. Seems really comfortable in that
chair. And Bob Langton as the
vice.
And
Elizabeth's treasurer.
Elizabeth has been a treasurer.
I think she's done an excellent job continuing to keep the files up. She does quiz me periodically, same paperwork. Yep. Yep.
Make a motion to
have a vote on the said folks that are in the positions that we just put in.
Who are they?
John as president.
Last name?
Morianis. Bob Langton as vice. And Elizabeth Malone as treasurer. Well, he's quizzing me there to make sure I knew everyone's last name.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Don't hear Elizabeth. She's still pondering? Raise your hand if She's you say yes or no.
Aye.
Okay. Just send a thing to the town saying that election officers, good till next year.
I will say, as the chief of the department working with this board, it may be a little questionable what's happening in our boardroom, you know, during meetings, but John and I talk on a regular basis, a lot. Elizabeth and I, every time we see, we're talking or sitting down, going over paperwork, and they're on copied on everything. Signed a lot of purchase orders and papers too. So been a pleasure working with the current board, and I look forward to the next year doing the same thing.
Nice.
All right. That's all. No new, other new business. A motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. That was a quiet aye. Aye.
Folks, I'll see you later. Good
night. Thank you so much. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
You too.